You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Since the mega merger between United and Continental Airlines 5 years ago, United has had some tough flying. It scores among the lowest of any major airline in most major categories. There was the scandal involving its former CEO, Jeff Smyzek. He is under federal investigation for allegedly trading favors with the New Jersey Port Authority. His replacement, Oscar Munoz, has been trying very hard to clean up United's act, but he's had serious health issues, including a recent heart transplant. Drake Bennett is a staff writer for Bloomberg Businessweek. He wrote about United's struggle for a comeback. Hi, Drake. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
There's some pretty shocking stuff in here about United's performance, let's say, over the last few years. Start out by telling me a little bit about what you found.
Well, if you look at the numbers, the kind of performance metrics that airlines are measured by, things like on-time arrival, cancellations, mishandled bags, bumped passengers, United has reliably performed worst among all non-discount airlines. They've also made customers less happy than any other major airline. And then you have these particularly vivid anecdotes that for a lot of people seem to symbolize the United experience. Things like a disabled man who had to crawl off a plane because there wasn't an aisle wheelchair to take him to the jetway, or a little girl whose parents couldn't find her because no one had met her at her flight when it arrived at O'Hare and she was traveling as an unaccompanied minor. You hear a lot of stories like this, and you also hear a lot of stories just about how people feel like they're unable to get through to anyone at United to tell them about their problems or to fix things, that there's really just this sense that employees of the airline don't really have a lot of agency to help out customers. And so customers have really turned on the airline, especially in the first couple of years. They lost a lot of very lucrative business travelers, which is really the lifeblood for these non-discount airlines.
Right, absolutely. Although it seems like 2015 was still a very profitable year for United. Why? What accounts for that?
Well, a lot of it is simply the fact that jet fuel was historically cheap. So all the airlines made money. United had actually hedged against the drop in jet fuel prices. And despite that, making that poor decision, they still made an enormous amount of money. If you look at the number of people traveling on United, the amount of money United is able to make per traveler, both of those things have stayed pretty flat or even gone down recently. So I think the challenge for the airline is continuing to make money when conditions are less favorable, which they inevitably at some point will be.
How much of this is really a leadership issue? You talk about decisions like hedging, you know, locking in higher fuel prices. But I mean, this Jeffrey Smyzek investigation by the Department of Justice aside, seems like he was pretty checked out.
Yeah, I do think there are certain decisions you can point to Smyzek and the leadership of the airline getting wrong. Things like how they dealt with merging the two technology systems of the two airlines. They did it all in one day, which is a really high stakes way to do things, and ended up backfiring because you had weeks and months of delays. You also really have a sense, and I think if you talk to employees, you talk to customers, you talk to Wall Street analysts, there's a sense that United was really focused very much on the bottom line, on getting these savings out of the merger that they had promised to Wall Street. And they did get a lot of those savings. The problem is they did it in a way that managed to very much annoy their employees and also their customers. And so you have a lot of people feeling like a lot of the amenities they were used to were gone, and also just the basic blocking and tackling that's required to get flights in on time with all their bags and things like that, that are often the most important thing to travelers.
Smyzek obviously removed pretty abruptly because of this investigation.
Bridgegate. Yeah.
Oscar Munoz comes in, and it does feel like there have been changes, but obviously pretty big challenges with his health, right?
Right, exactly. I think Munoz really from the get-go made it his number one priority to reintroduce the airline to customers and also to employees. They've obviously made it a priority to wrap up union negotiations, which were something that had been hanging over the airline for a long time. And also just to kind of reintroduce all these things that sort of charm customers. They're now free snacks on United flights. And these things seem little, but they do get noticed. One of the first things he did, Oscar Munoz, was called up Gordon Bethune, who was this much-beloved CEO at Continental back in the 90s, who turned the airline around. and just had him to Chicago and talk to him about how to kind of revive the reputation of the airline. And you see certain of these things coming out of the playbook that Continental used back in the 90s to very dramatically go from being one of the worst airlines in the country to one of the best.
All right, we'll be watching. That's Drake Bennett, staff writer for Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks a lot, Drake.
Thank you.